University President Jim Johnson says UA officials have formed an incident management team to plan for an epidemic.
And that includes the chancellors and their key advisors in academic affairs, in administration, in facilities, and most important of all, in student affairs.
The team met last Monday with state epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin, who shared the latest information about the new coronavirus and COVID-19, the illness caused by the virus. The team has written up procedures for the university dealing with widespread disease. For example, if a student, staff, or faculty member gets sick, they'll be required to self-quarantine for 14 days. That sounds good on paper, but what about students who live in the dorms?
And if we ended up with some students who've contracted the disease on our campuses, we have already begun the planning of setting aside dormitory space so they would be able to be quarantined on campus. We would provide health services for them and also food service. And then to the extent we can via online or other communications, we would make accommodations for their academic programs. So that planning is in process right now.
In fact, there are several planning websites now for the UA system and each campus addressing disease scenarios. University of Alaska Fairbanks has posted its Academic and Business Continuity Plan, which covers emergencies for the main Trothedaw campus in Fairbanks or rural campuses in Dillingham, Kotzebue, Bethel, and Nome. It's a work in progress, changing as new ideas come in. Those include changing face-to-face classes to online ones as much as possible, which means the technology staff may need to be increased. It could mean moving classes to other buildings or extending the course schedule. If laboratory buildings need to be closed, it could mean moving those classes to evenings at local high schools with science labs. If all this seems like overkill because there are no cases on campus, that might change after spring break, which starts today. Johnson says the idea is to run through extreme scenarios now so there can be less worry later.
That's one of the great things about having really, really smart, prepared people. I've had a couple of conversations now with the governor about our preparedness here for this likely disease coming to us.
UAF is the system's primary research campus, and it's the home of the International Arctic Research Center with a huge component of Japanese scientists. The Centers for Disease Control has given Japan a level 2 travel health notice. Johnson says there's been no disruption yet.
We're being very careful, and I know we're in very close consultation with the Japanese consulate, and we're very clear about how to deal with this issue, and we're still getting the work done.
On Friday, UAF Chancellor Dan White wrote to students and staff, quote, "At UAF, we are taking precautions against COVID-19, but we don't want to be governed by it." He encouraged people to make sure that no one is being singled out because of their ethnicity or nationality. He asked, "Please continue our commitment to respect, diversity, inclusion, and caring." In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.